T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now, mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. One person is dead after a house fire in North Wichita. First responders were called to 21st and Jackson around 11:30 Sunday night. The victim was pronounced dead at 12:03 this morning. The firefighters tried to revive the victim at the scene but were unsuccessful. Multiple people shot in Fresno, California Sunday night.
At least 9 people have been shot in southeast Fresno, some of them fatally wounded. Police say it happened during a family gathering when multiple people were in the backyard watching a football game. An unknown suspect reportedly came into that backyard of the home and began firing. Now, several of the wounded have been rushed to a community regional medical center in Fresno. The number of people killed, though, has not yet been confirmed by police. Again, this all happened about 6 p.m. local time there in Fresno on the city's southeast side.
That's Fox's Aisha Hasny reporting. Authorities now say 4 people are dead in that shooting. One man is dead and a woman injured in a shooting in South Wichita. This happened Saturday night in an apartment in the 2800 block of South Emporia. A man in his 20s is dead, and a woman also in her 20s was seriously injured. The woman had a gunshot wound to her abdomen and underwent surgery. Police say this is a case of domestic violence and that there are no other suspects. One of the victim's wounds was self-inflicted. The names of the victims have not been released. Wichita police have arrested a 40-year-old Travis Shaw of Wichita on one count of first-degree murder.
This happened after a carjacking attempt near Lincoln and Woodlot in southeast Wichita at approximately 2:30 a.m. Saturday. Responding officers found a 42-year-old male victim in the front yard of a residence in the 900 block of South Mission. The man was pinned underneath a vehicle in critical condition and died of his injuries on the scene. After investigators spoke with witnesses and reviewed evidence, they arrested Shaw. Police say that Shaw and the victim knew each other. The victim's name has not been released. The investigation continues, and the case will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Republican who grew up in foster care will challenge Wichita Representative Michael Capps for Kansas House District 85 seat. The district in northeast Sedgwick and western Butler counties includes parts of Wichita, Bel Air, Keachy, and Benton. Penn commented on the John Whitmer Show.
I am pro-life. I am pro-2A. I am pro-accountability of our elected officials. I am pro-Kansas. I am pro-Wichita. I am pro-family values. And those types of things lead me to, in addition to my military service, to be pro-freedom.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 here on KNSS. Deadly protests have erupted in Iran over gas prices being raised 50%. Iran's supreme leader backs the government and hints that a potential crackdown on demonstrations may occur. Fox's Benjamin Hall has details.
The spark that led to these protests was the hike in gas prices. But really, these large-scale protests are more indicative of the long-term simmering conflict between the people of Iran and the regime of Iran. And it's all compounded now by U.S. sanctions. Up to 100 towns across the country have now seen these protests, and up to 59 people are reported to have died. Roads have been blocked, cars have been burned, banks, fuel stations, government buildings attacked after the regime decided to raise their gas prices by 50%. But many people are also angry at Iran's spending abroad on wars in Syria and elsewhere, and they're angry at the endemic corruption and the low quality of life.
The Iranian government has arrested over 1,000 people and shut down the internet. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Monday.
And over the weekend, the gasoline prices, apparently that trend we were seeing on Friday as some of those stations kind of shooting up, that did not catch on. Gasoline prices continued to come down a little bit by a little bit out there. In fact, I'm kind of seeing an average price this morning at around $2.19 a gallon. It's like a lot of stations are coming down to $2.19. I actually got gasoline at 21st Street North and 127th Street East this weekend at 209 over there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cloudy start to the day across south-central Kansas, we will have a gradual clearing sky, sunny and near 70 this afternoon with winds turning to the northwest. It'll be clear and cool tonight, our low 39, and then sunny on Tuesday with a high 67. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy. We've got a southwest wind at 12 miles per hour. 46 degrees here at KNSS on a Monday morning. 46 is a lot better than we had to start off last week. What was it, down in the teens at some point there?
Yeah.
Last Monday? Oh, man.
It was drawing in close to getting below teens. It was
ugly.
Yeah.
But here starting off on this Monday morning, we're in pretty good shape. 46 degrees.
That feels fine.
Today is Monday, November 18th, 2019. A mild autumn day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 61 degrees.
Yep.
Normal high for the date, 56. So we were a little above normal yesterday. On this date in 1959, Ben-Hur, starring Charlton Heston, made its world premiere in New York.
Ben-Hur.
Oh. Charlton Heston as Judah Ben-Hur. That's a great movie.
Yes, it is.
Ted said, something like 11 Academy Awards, 9/11, something like that.
It was a lot.
It was big, bold, and a good story, and some good characters, and what the heck.
Remade it a couple of years ago.
Did they really? Why would you try to remake that?
I don't know. I don't know why you would try to remake that. The remake was so forgettable. When somebody said, hey, do you remember that they tried to remake Ben-Hur? I said, no, I don't remember that at all.
It's got to be a flopperoon.
It was that awful.
It's a story written by a World Civil War general, the book and the story. But it was a good story. Good movie. I got to watch it every now and then. It's one of my top 10 or 12 at least.
Mm-hmm.
A Massachusetts man has pleaded not guilty to drug charges after authorities said his 5-year-old son brought heroin to school and told his teacher that when he tastes the powder, he becomes Spider-Man. The Daily Hampshire Gazette reports 29-year-old Benny Garcia was arraigned Friday in Holyoke District Court in Massachusetts. He faces charges of drug possession and reckless endangerment of a child. Prosecutors say Garcia's son brought a plastic bag decorated with Spider-Man to kindergarten Thursday and put it in his mouth, telling a teacher eating the powder turns him into the superhero. Authorities say the boy was taken to a hospital but was unharmed. Police searching Garcia's home say they found more than 200 bags of heroin and cocaine. A judge ordered Garcia to be held without bail until a November 20th hearing. This is a kindergartner, okay? Now, you might think, oh, that's terrible. I just wonder how often that actually happens in the public schools around our country. Public schools sometimes get a pretty tough rap from people and their failure to educate. Sometimes you got kids coming from homes like that, a lot of times. And you gotta take over and be their mom, dad, social worker, and everything else. So it's, when you criticize a public school and their teachers, you might think about that. Think about it. It's as they said in Raising Arizona, it ain't Ozzie and Harriet. Ted Woodward's here. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, Steve McIntosh.
Having a birthday today. Grandson Nolan's having his 20th birthday.
Oh, my.
He was born after I started here.
Gosh.
Remember, I'd been here about a year when he was born in 1999. He was actually born about 3 weeks after my dad passed. My dad lived long enough to hear me do some color on a tube on a football game and a basketball game with you, and he never did tell me how good I was. So I got a feeling that I wasn't very good. But my dad passed away just about 3 weeks before Nolan was born, and Nolan's middle name is Mark after my dad. So he got a little piece of cake yesterday, and I got him a new cap that looks something like this one here.
Hey.
Huh? Yep. I've got the Pegasus there. I've got the Peggy hat. The Surge. That's mine.
So you went down to the team store?
Went to the team store.
Bought merchandise?
Yes. And I'm going to tell you right now, they were doing a landmark business on Saturday.
Really?
And it was young men and women with little boys and girls in 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old.
There you go.
And that's who they're after, and that's mm-hmm. who they're going to get, folks.
Yep.
You can say with everything you want about the new name and how bad it is and all that, but it may not be targeting all older folks or people over 50.
Well, they got you to buy some gear.
I like it. I got to go out. I know I'm swimming against the stream on this, but I'm getting to like this Surge idea. I like the Pegasus. I like the horse. What the heck? I guess I'm just going to go ahead and say I'll go out on a limb. I've never been afraid to run against a crowd, so there you go. A lot of people are convinced I'm full of hooey, so this just helps them.
That's their problem.
This helps them a little bit more to go to that conclusion. We got 10 days till Thanksgiving. Starting to see those commercials on TV about, getting the turkey ready and all that. Are you going to have, I'm sure you've got plans to be with your mom coming on Thanksgiving. You guys are going to have a family gathering.
Well, of course.
You're going to make,
always
do. Are you going to make Mahala cook on that day? Or is there something you
I think
do?
She likes to handle the turkey portion.
I'll bet she does.
I think everything else will be handled by other people. I imagine she will have turkey duties.
You get the old bird in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet. Just knowing her, I'll bet she really, that's something she looks forward to every year.
I think so. I think you're right on that.
But the turkey is probably bigger than her. She's not a very big person. She probably needs your help to forklift that baby into the oven.
Yeah, I think my brother Ned will probably help out with that.
Ned will be here. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting kind of fired up for Thanksgiving. And
I don't think they trust me to carry the turkey. I'm too much of a
klutz. Yeah, you klutz.
Yeah, I'd drop it, and,
Yeah. Well, if you pick it up fast enough, it ain't going to get any germs. Like, no germs or anything. It'll be fine. All right, let's go ahead and do sports this morning. Lead off sports with Ted Woodward. I had a good weekend as far as basketball is concerned, but we're focusing tonight on south of the border, right?
Yeah, we'll be looking at Mexico City tonight as we get ready for Monday Night Football, featuring the first place Kansas City Chiefs and their division rival, the Los Angeles Chargers. First of two meetings this year between these two. They will meet in the regular season finale, but their first matchup is tonight in Mexico City. The Chiefs have not played south of the border since they played the Cowboys in a preseason game in Mexico City 23 years ago.
It's been a while.
Of course, they were supposed to play there last year, but the field got messed up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, let's take a look at that Chargers-Chiefs matchup.
Estadio Azteca in Mexico City will be home to tonight's primetime showdown between the L.A. Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs, which KC quarterback Patrick Mahomes is excited to take part in.
The history, the people, the fan base that is down there, it's going to be an amazing atmosphere.
The Chiefs atop the AFC West at 6-4, Chargers sitting at 4-6, and quarterback Philip Rivers is confident that the Bolts still have time to make a splash this season.
To be sitting where we're sitting and only be two games back and really have, six-game season ahead of us.
Kickoff coming up from Estadio Azteca for the Chiefs and Chargers. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Wow. And, boy, the Chiefs need this win. In fact, they must win tonight to stay in a playoff spot in first place in the division. If they lose, the Oakland Raiders will be in first place.
Aren't the Raiders right behind them there?
Yeah, so the Chiefs really need this one
they
tonight.
Do.
Mitch Holthus and the crew have their pregame coverage beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will kick off at 7:15. And that is right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Huge Monday night game tonight. Yesterday, the first place Dallas Cowboys got a win on the road, beat the Detroit Lions 35-27. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH as the Cowboys pick up a road win and stay in first place, getting some playing time at defensive end. Dorrance Armstrong, former Kansas Jayhawk, had one tackle. Starting at defensive end for the Cowboys, DeMarcus Lawrence from Butler Community College had five tackles, including one for a loss. And starting wide receiver for the Cowboys, another Butler Grizzly, Michael Gallup, 9 catches for 148 yards.
Wow.
Averaging 16 yards a catch. He had 3 of the 6 longest plays for the Cowboys yesterday, including a 41-yard catch on a key 3rd and 9 in the second quarter that set up the go-ahead touchdown for the Cowboys. So,
yeah, I wasn't even aware of who
Grizzly's
he was.
Helping out the Cowboys.
Man, he showed up yesterday, didn't he?
Good stuff. as the Cowboys get an 8-point win on the road. Other NFL action yesterday, the New England Patriots going to Philadelphia beat the Eagles 17-10. You heard that game on Sports Radio KFH as the Patriots are now 9-1, 10 games into the season. And another game you heard on KFH yesterday was Sunday Night Football in L.A., where the Rams beat the Chicago Bears 17-7, getting some playing time at tight end for the Rams. Gerald Everett out of Hutchinson Community College had a 20-yard catch, and that set up a touchdown on the next play for the Rams. That was a key catch there. The Rams are 6-4 now on the season, but they are on the outside looking in for the playoffs with six games to go. They were in the Super Bowl last year. And this is a key night for us if you want to find out what's going on with the coaches, because we have back-to-back-to-back-to-back coaches shows tonight. First three of the Shockers. Starts out with the WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Greg Marshall at 6 o'clock. And then women's coach Keita Adams at 7 o'clock. Volleyball coach Chris Lamb at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, you've got KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. Those are all on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Of course, the Shocker men are off to a 3-0 start. They have a home game tomorrow night. Shocker women won yesterday at Coke Arena, got their first win of the season, beat Southern 69-63. Shocker volleyball team finished up the season yesterday with a 3-set sweep at East Carolina. Back-to-back wins to finish up the season for the volleyball team. And the KU men's basketball team is ranked 5th in the nation, and they are home tomorrow night coming off back-to-back wins. There you go. All those coaches shows tonight over on Sports Radio KFH at Sports with Steve and Ted.
Hey, feel free to grab a cookie.
What do you got there?
Get some St. Shelley chocolate chips for you there.
It's a breakfast of champions.
I don't know what got into her, but
gosh,
she got some cookies for us today. How about that?
Well, she must have recovered from her sickness then.
Yeah, she's doing better. A lot better. All right, thank you, Ted. 621, keep it here for Fox News commentary, plus traffic and weather. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.